Now, there are times when I like to spend time with God in a special way. You don't do it by getting in the middle of a crowd. You get alone. Alone where there are no distractions, no phone to ring, and you just spend time with God, talking to Him, listening. God does talk back, you know. It doesn't roar like a lion. A little still, small voice. Elijah heard that voice from a cave where he had gone to hide from Jezebel because he had murdered, with God's permission, 450 prophets of Baal. And she promised him that he would be like those prophets the next day. And so in fear, he went and he hid, found a cave and he hid in it. And God spoke to him. I'd like to read that account. It's in 1 Kings 19, 9 through 13. 1 Kings 19, 9 through 13. And he came thither to a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said unto him, "What doest thou here?" "What doest thou here, Elijah?" And he said, "I've been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away." And he said, "Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice." And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" Have you ever had God speak to you and ask you, "What are you doing here? What are you doing here?" Has God ever spoken to you? He does speak to common people, you know, like you and me. There are times when He will ask you where you are. Oh, He knows where you are. He just wants you to know where you are. Now, it won't be audible. You won't hear it with your physical ear. It'll be as it was with Elijah, a still small voice coming from somewhere in here. It'll be coming from your heart, or it'll be coming from your brain, but somewhere inside here is the Holy Spirit. And God speaks through Him to you. It could be, I don't know, wherever the soul stays. But it will be in you. It'll be the place where you hang out. Whatever makes you, you. but it will come from inside of you. I want to ask you a question, and it's pretty important. Have you ever talked with God? Have you ever talked with God? Has there ever been a time when you have gotten alone with Him and simply talked to Him? Not, oh, Lord, I need this, or I need that, or get me one of these, and nothing like that. Just a time when you sit down by yourself, somewhere alone, and you talk with God. You tell Him what's on your mind. You can ask questions. God, what do you want from me? And we've probably all asked God that same question. God, what do you want from me? He'd like to tell you. And like He did with Elijah, where are you at, Elijah? Where are you at? Add your name. It could be in a special religious meeting of some sort that you felt it was important to attend. Or it could just be a time when you felt close to God. And those times occur every once in a while. It might be in the middle of the night and you can't sleep. You're not sleepy. Most of the time we just lay there and toss and turn, try and get comfortable. Do you ever think maybe God wanted to talk to you? He wanted you close. He wanted you to come to Him. Because there are times when God does want to talk to you. There are also times when God would like to talk with you. And those are the important times. Now, it won't be an audible voice, but it will be inside of you. How do you think that God calls people to the mission field or to some point of service? Do you think that all of these people just decide to do whatever it is that they're doing today and go and do it? No. Many of them have God's call upon them. He has talked with them about it. He has called them. It involves God moving in a person's soul, if you will. Permit me to use that word. To a desire comes, a desire in the heart. And I'm sure maybe you've experienced this. You have a desire to do something for God. It might involve another person. Maybe you'll go talk to them. But when it comes to people, God usually places a love in the heart of that person for the other person or people. When He calls a missionary, for example, to the field, He will give them a special love for a special people, people they may not even know. I've seen it happen so many times. Connie and I would recruit college kids to work at camp all summer, 10 weeks, 11 with their training. Most of those people are on the mission field as we speak. Most of them. Because they went out to do something. Some of them went out to have a good time and get away from home. And they got caught. They stepped in God's trap. And God had them. And they knew there was something special about serving God. And that's what they're doing. So, God wants to communicate with you. He wants you to spend time with Him. And He might put in your heart a particular love for a particular people. And that is His call. Your life, you will feel like your life will not be fulfilled if you don't do something for those people. God does speak to people. Now the question is this. How do you get God to speak to you? From the time that you first spoke to God and asked Him to save you, you've been talking to God. You've been asking Him to intercede in your life and provide certain things and take care of certain problems, things that you couldn't do. Now, it is time for you to call upon Him and let Him speak to you and tell you what He wants from you. One of the times that God speaks to me is at night. When He gets me out of bed and if I just, excuse me, if I just sit and quietly listen, He may choose to speak to me, or He may not. He may just want me to spend time with Him. With Him. Not talking to Him, just being with Him, knowing that He is close. Have you experienced the feeling of being close to God? Most of us have at some point. It's a time of peacefulness. It's a time when things are at rest. And it comes at a time when I'm not thinking about anything else but God. It's also a time when I'm seeking His will. Perhaps something about something here at the church, something that involves our ministry here. Are there times when you just think about God? Just think about Him. It's usually at times when you're thinking about Him that He will communicate with you. There will be a still small voice in your heart. It may create a problem, maybe something you weren't planning on doing or something you didn't want to do. And that creates a problem for all of us. All of us. You, me, everybody. You see, the Bible tells us about our heart. It tells us that it is deceitfully wicked. And it is. So how do we know the difference between that little voice that our heart sometimes issues and God? Well, that's a very important question. And if it's something that goes against God's word, it's your heart. that deceitful thing. Not the organ that pumps blood, but you, the seat of your emotions, your personality. That is you. That's never going to die. It's going to live for eternity, someplace. If you ask Jesus to save you, then you're going to be in heaven with God. Your heart. We call it a soul. So there are times when God does get me up at night. And I just wait on him. There are other times that I spend time talking to him. But talking to him doesn't accomplish what needs to be accomplished in all of our lives. We need to let God talk to us. And he wants to. He does. There are times when I have done things that he told me not to do, or the Holy Spirit told me not to do. I do them anyway, and it costs me. There's consequences. In fact, last week or so ago, he told me, God told me, stop what you're doing. But I didn't. And now I'm paying the consequence. If you want to do what God tells you to do, things will be a whole lot different. But if you don't do what God says, there will be consequences. There are times when we need to just be still and know that he is God. His word tells us that. Be still and know that I am God. And it means that. Sit alone with him. You will know he's God. He has placed the Holy Spirit inside of us to keep us from harm. We're talking about the Holy Spirit that God has put inside of us when we trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. He's in us right now, right this moment. Each one of us. The reason he's there. We have God's word about that. But sometimes we don't listen when he attempts to talk to us or instruct us. We don't listen. That little, still, small voice. There are a couple of different positions, portions of Scripture that I want to share that so there can be no doubt about the Holy Spirit being in you. Romans 8:9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Let me give you one more scripture. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God? And that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? The Holy Spirit wants to take control of our lives. We fight him sometimes. He wants to guide us. He wants to give us a good life, a profitable life, a life that is productive, a life that seems to accomplish things, but we have our own ideas. And many times, we do what we want to do, not what he wants. He knows the truth about everything. He's able to communicate the truth to each one of us because he's living in you. The problem is, you and I don't listen. I guess we want what Elijah wanted, what Elijah had. Elijah was a lot smarter than I am. He went out, stood at the cave door, and when the wind blew and the rocks rent and the mountains moved, he knew that wasn't God. Then there was the earthquake, and he knew that wasn't God. There was the fire, and he knew that wasn't God. But when he heard that still small voice, he responded immediately, wrapped his face in a mantle, and he listened. And he heard the same question that you can hear from him. Where are you? What are you doing? You and I have asked that same question from time to time when we're raising children. What are you kids doing in there? For the very same reason. You know, they were up to something they shouldn't be. At least that was your suspicion. And God is trying to help us. God is trying to guide us. He is trying to reach out to us with his voice, which is the Holy Spirit. He wants to take control of our life. Hearing him is the difficult part. There's so much of life going on around us. It's so noisy that we don't always hear that still small voice. That's why we need time with God. We need to spend time with God every day. I find my days are so full. The only time I've got is at night. Now, there are some things we can do to improve our chances of hearing him. Elijah did this in his prayers. He listened for God's voice. Let me ask a question. Do you know what God's voice sounds like? Do you know what it sounds like? I hope there are times when you ask God to let you know what he wants. You'll be alone and not involved in anything, but maybe you're just talking to God and suddenly you have some direction. You will want to draw closer to God. You'll know that you're not where you're supposed to be, that he wants you to go someplace else. Well, you're not doing anything that's wrong, but you just know that what you're doing isn't pleasing God, that he wants something else from you. There are times, lately many times, when I have to go to God and say, God, what do you want me to do, Father? I love to listen to Gabriel pray in French. I don't understand it. But once in a while, I'll hear a word that I know. Daddy. Daddy. Papa. That's who God is. He's our Father. Our Heavenly Father. You know, when you sit quietly and wait for God to communicate with you, you're going to hear many voices in your head and in your heart. Some of them will be about past events that were wrong for you at the time. Some of them will leave a bad taste in your mouth or in your life, and you'll be tempted to call out, "Forgive me, God. Forgive me, God." That's okay. He says so in 1 John. You can tell him, "I didn't mean for it to turn out that way." Yes, you're going to hear many voices if you're just sitting alone listening for God. Question: could that be God speaking to you, reminding you of things that didn't go so well, didn't go His way, and maybe you haven't taken care of them with Him? We are promised, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, sometimes there are things, and these may not be things that happened recently. These may be things that go back years. God wants them fixed, and He can fix them. He just says, confess, and He will take care of it. He'll forgive it. So, sometimes when you're just sitting alone with God, there will be times when you will remember things that maybe happened a long time ago that you never got fixed with God. Now you're talking about talking with God for real. For real. You're having a communication with God. There may be a whole string of things that you haven't talked with God about lately. There are times when I do feel ashamed about things that I have done. I talk them over with God. Some of them I can't do anything about, but God can fix them. That's why it's so important that we talk about things with God. How long has it been since you sat down by yourself and talked things over with God? How long has it been since you got alone with God anywhere and just talked things over? If you give Him a chance, He wants to talk back with you. He has things He needs to talk to you about. Some of the things may go back for many years, but God remembers them. And He wants to talk to you about them. You see, God wants you and I to come to Him. He does. He actually wants to do something about everything we've ever done. When Jesus was nailed to that cross, you and I were holding a hammer. We were. We are the ones who nailed Him to that cross. He wants us, each one of us, to decide to become His friend, even though we did that to Him. And one thing about friends, they listen when you talk. God wants to help you in every part of your life. He wants to be your friend. Now we have to remember that God loves us. It's hard for me to remember that because there are things that I don't want to remember. But God seems to bring them up at the most inconvenient times. You see, when we finally get to heaven, God wants us to be righteous in His sight. And if we don't take care of everything before we get there, it will be taken care of at the Bema Seat Judgment. Oh, you won't be sent to hell, but you will bear shame at that judgment. Every time that we violate one of God's laws, we need to eventually make things right. There will be a Bema Seat Judgment take place when you and I leave this life. We will face the Lord Jesus Christ. No one is going to get away with anything. There are people who say there is nothing between them and the Lord, but I don't really believe that's completely true. Some of us have things that need to be cared for. So far, they've not been addressed. They may be little things, or they might be something really big that just sort of slipped away, slipped by, and didn't get dealt with at the proper time. But there are things in most of our lives that we need to take care of with God. And it can't be done if we don't communicate with Him. Maybe that's why some of us don't talk to God like we should. Maybe we think that we have forgiven things that people did to us at one time or another, that even some of those things need to be confessed before the Lord. When is the last time that you've talked to God or talked with God? Total difference. Talking to God, we do that all the time. Talking with God, that's different. I'd like to make a suggestion. Why don't you get alone with God later today and ask Him, what do you want to talk with me about? Then listen to what you hear from Him. Sometimes you will not hear anything from Him, but at other times you will hear many different things from your past, and you will have to choose one and spend some time talking to God about that thing. It seems like most of the time we don't have the time to take for listening to God. I have found that there are many voices in me. They want my attention. We have to determine which voice is God's and which voice is our own. We don't like to hear God's voice because it usually means we've been working in an area where we don't really belong. And we've been operating in an area where there is no profit for God's kingdom. Our efforts have been in vain. How much of your life has been in vain? I wonder what percentage of my life has been vain. I'm sure I don't want to know, but I do want to be accountable to God. I think I'll ask Him. Father, we do all we can to ignore You at times. Father, it is time for us to talk with you, each one of us. And Father, we ask that your Holy Spirit will provide such a time for us in this day in which we live. Father, help us to hear your still small voice when you call to us, when you ask us a question to redirect our life. Father, may your will be done in every life here in this auditorium. And we will praise you for all the things you do for us, because we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.